There was an announcement there yesterday. Micheál Martin made the announcement and he announced that the restrictions in COVID-19, they'd be eased over the next few weeks, and it's going to be done on a phased basis. And people who have already been vaccinated twice, once they go past the 10 days, I think it is, they can actually meet up with other people that have been vaccinated and have gone, you know. Anyway, so then there's also, they're looking at opening up things here and there, and construction coming on. There's a big long list of them, and it's going to be phased, as I say, in different areas. So the 12th of April is a big one, and then the 19th, 26th as well. I'm sure you've heard a lot about it this morning. We're going to check out some of the guys. Michael D. Uxaron the Heron. Michael D. Higgins is with us as well. Michael D., thank you for joining us this morning on this very important post-day. I know you wanted to say a few words today, so let's go to you.
First of all, thank you. I mean, yes. I remember yesterday, I think it was, you were talking about shrinking personalities. How people's personalities had been shrunk, or the perception of their own personalities was that they had been shrunk.
And we were saying that FOMO, which was fear of missing out, used to be a thing, and now it's FOGO, FOGO, which is fear of going out. You know, it's that personality shrinkage all right going on.
It is, and I'm experiencing it myself, and I think that... Somehow yesterday, the government announcements are sort of part of this phenomenon. I mean, they come out somehow like these stern headmasters onto the steps and onto the plinth, like the Kigara. Do you remember the Kigara?
I do remember the Kigara, yeah, and everybody used to be
shush, and we're all watching the television, and these people are waving their fingers at us like children somehow.
Frankly,
somehow patronising promises to us. If you're very good in the next 3 weeks, for example, you might get a little game of golf for yourself. Or if you don't move or breathe for 6 weeks, we might give you a lollipop. And we might even allow you to suck on it with one other member of a household in a freezing park if you can shove it under your mask. We're being turned slowly into a nation of toddlers. I mean, look at Claire Byrne the other night. I don't know if you saw it. She came out with all these toy Hurleys and tennis rackets and a hairdryer and 2 toy pints of Guinness. I thought I was watching an episode of Bosco. When she started talking about Blue Peter or something, when she started talking about whether or not we could go to the zoo, I thought she'd go the whole hog and say, knock, knock, anymore. Come with me through the magic bloody door. While a fella dressed up as Charlie Crown in the corner tells us if we're allowed to rub up against trees or not. We're all being slowly turned into vegetables.
Oh my God, Michael D., that's gone away. Let's try and hang on in there. Keith Duffy, a bit of positivity. Keith, how are you, Keith? Are you well?
How are you, buddy?
How are you?
I agree with Michael D.
Oh, right, okay.
My brain is gone, buddy. My brain is gone completely. Yeah. I Googled it there yesterday.
Your brain?
I have what is known as BDS.
Yeah.
Brain dysplasia syndrome, scientifically.
Okay.
When your brain ups out of your body for a period of time, like a squirrel or a stoat during hibernation.
Right.
The problem is, buddy, we need activity. Michael D was right. He mentioned golf.
Yeah.
The golf courses are empty, but the garden centres are stuffed.
Stuffed?
What's the story?
Yeah.
Stuffed. Woody's in Blanchardstown is like Copperface Jack's. It's only a matter of time before they start serving B-52s in the painting and decorating oil. There was 2 people wearing the face off each other there yesterday between 2 wheelbarrows.
Right.
I don't know if they were related, but they were definitely in each other's bubble, buddy.
Thanks very much, Keith. Nice to hear from you. Daniel is there as well. Great to hear from you. You all right there, Daniel?
How are you doing?
How are things in Donegal?
They're all right, thanks. I heard you talking about shrinking personalities. Well, to be honest with you now, I don't know if I've any more personality left to shrink, love. I'm down to me bare bones, so
right.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
My personality has been shrunken down to an old stump.
Okay.
I can barely open my mouth anymore, Ian. All that comes out is an old... There's nothing left to do. So there is...